Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And Dave Johnson is the voice of the Washington Wizards. He's with Monumental Sports and Entertainment. And Dave, I really appreciate you getting up with this morning to talk about this. I mean, obviously, you have a team that makes it into the finals, makes it to the World Series. The core fans are excited. The players are bound to be excited. The owners have to be thrilled. But what do you think this actually means for a team when it comes to the bottom line?
Well, for a team that comes to the bottom line, that they've reached the World Series, this is going to have a carryover effect to next season. This was not a team that actually was and I don't have the numbers in front of me in terms of attendance, but it was not, you know, drawing all that well, or it was not.
Oh, I remember
well
in the spring we were talking about how they're practically giving the tickets away.
Well, and so it really was, again, this was a team that did not make the postseason last year. There was not a lot of buzz about the Nationals this season. And then, of course, they were 12 games below 500, so that was, part of the storyline. So this is, regardless of what happens, and right now it looks like this is a team that will win the World Series, but they still have to play the games, they tell me. But this will have carryover effect going to next season. But it also... it's amazing on this Friday, the Redskins are not the story at all. And
right.
I've been part of Washington sports for 30 years, and the Redskins are barely a mention right now because nobody's talking about the Redskins. And I remember a time, in fact, I remember years ago being told by a program director of Washington radio station that there had to be a Redskins story in every sportscast, and he was talking in June. It was that kind of Redskins crazy town. So it's a story, really, and where they are playing in the Navy Yard. Forbes magazine last year named the Navy Yard one of the 12 coolest neighborhoods on the planet. The planet's a pretty big place, and somehow the Navy Yard ends up in the top 12. It's a story about the renaissance of baseball in a city that went without a team from 1972 to 2005. And it's a story about what is happening in an area of our nation's capital that before 2005, you just drove through as quickly as possible. And now it is a destination just two blocks down, or two very big blocks down from Nationals Park is where Major League Soccer's D.C. United plays and Audi Field. So you have just this incredible development and energy, and then it links to what's known as our wharf area now in Washington, D.C. So it's really a wave of economic development that's tied in with two sports facilities, the soccer stadium and the baseball stadium. So it's a city that, 15 years ago, you couldn't imagine this kind of situation in that area of Washington, D.C.
Yeah, I mean, I remember coming up here, and there were dance clubs and, quite frankly, drug dealers on the side of every street corner and burned-out cars before they started clearing all of that out. And it is a really remarkable shift. And it's kind of, for Richmond listeners, that's what a lot of our city officials were hoping would happen if we built a new baseball stadium in the downtown area or in Shaco Slip, Shaco Bottom. That didn't happen for the Richmond crowd. But what is happening in Washington right now with this neighborhood? Of course, they've got government money and, government entities that are built up around here. The Department of Transportation is just a block from the stadium. So that kind of helps when you get couple of thousand employees who are willing to spend their money. But that is a big part of the story. For the organizations that own, or the investors and the owners that own these teams, what does it mean to be this close to winning? Where's the money in this? Is it ticket sales? Is it endorsements, broadcast? I mean, you're You're the play-by-play voice for the basketball team. Where's the money in this these days?
Well, I mean, all of the above, but the big money is in the network television contracts.
So making
the World Series is certainly going to help their bottom line, but it's not like anyone was going to have a collection plate if they did not make the World Series, because the way these leagues are structured. And again, with all of these leagues, they're closed shops. In other words, there's not in worldwide soccer, for example, in around the world, they have promotion and relegation. If you don't do well and you finish at the bottom, you get relegated to the second division. Whereas, you know, what increases the values of these franchises, regardless really of the play on the field. I mean, a franchise can be a last place team, and its value still goes up because it's a closed shop. There's an old joke about, you know, why does somebody want to be an NFL owner? Because there's only 30 NFL owners at the time, and there's 100 U.S. senators. So it was a club that was even more exclusive to get into. So,
well, that makes good sense. You know, that was one of the last questions I had for you is, and I guess you touch on this with your thoughts about the Redskins. Does it matter if this is a one-off? I mean, if this the stars just aligned, and let's say the Nats win the World Series, but next year everything falls apart. Observing this over the decades, do you think you need to make it into the playoffs year after year after year, or does the one-off carry you for a while?
No, well, the one-off, you know, can carry you for a while, and you know how you define while is, you know, is up for debate. But you need to start consistently, you know, showing, you know, fans that you're putting together a product that's worthy of their entertainment dollar, and that's a challenge for all teams to not only win, but then also how they put together the show, if you will, because the entertainment dollar is under competition bigger than ever before. I mean, nobody has to leave their house to enjoy something. There's the esports, or there's video gaming, or you could go right down the list. So, for the attending a professional sports event, there's a lot that goes into making that experience something that'll bring the people back to the park or the stadium. And part of that experience, obviously, is winning, because at the end of the day, no matter how many contests you throw or T-shirt throws or God knows what you do, people are going to want to see a winning product. So you'll need to see that. I mean, a perfect example is the Capitals, you know, struggled to sell tickets. And then all of a sudden they caught fire in 2007 and 2008. And I say struggle. I mean, they were still drawing five-figure crowds and big crowds, but they were nowhere near capacity. And then all of a sudden it became hot, and they started to win, and then you could not buy a ticket to a Capitals game. But even as they were having success and making the playoffs every year, then suddenly, you know, okay, yeah, they've done that before, but they haven't won at all, or they keep losing in the first round. And there was right up to the year when they won the Stanley Cup 2018, there was a feeling like, you know, the next season, if they don't win it all or show that they're knocking on the door, we're losing some season ticket holders. Now, it doesn't mean the whole bottom falls out, because you're still a winning team. But, you know, the team I do play-by-play for, the Wizards, you know, right now, if it was, you know, just 2 years ago when we were battling for the Eastern Conference Final, the sellouts were coming more often than they are right now. Right now, the team is in a different situation, and winning is a part of the equation. And as much as the television money is important, at the end of the day, so is the game day revenue, and that's tickets and everything else. Because it's all part of putting the equation together, and if you don't have one part of the pie, which is not bringing in the money, then the losses are real.
Dave Johnson is with Monumental Sports and Entertainment, the voice of the Washington Wizards. Appreciate it very much. Hopefully we'll talk to you about the Wizards sometime soon. Thanks.
Yes, well that's the goal. We just keep the party going. But it, you know, again, and what's happened with the baseball team is what happened with downtown with the hockey and basketball arena. It's really changed Washington dramatically in so many ways.
Thank you, Dave.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.